Pigs jumped out to a lead on the Bulls in the bottom of the second inning. Darren Ruff led off with a double brought home by Andrew Knapp. He singled. That made it 1-0 Lehigh Valley. But the Pigs really broke this one open in the third inning. Cedric Hunter led off with a hit, then stole second base, but didn't advance to third on a single to left by Darnell Sweeney. Hunter misreading the trajectory of the baseball. So, 2-on for Taylor Featherston.
He will square, and the 2-1 is butted in and butted back towards the mound. The play will be the first, though, and Schultz throws it away. This is going to score a run for Lehigh Valley. The ball ends up in right, and the Pigs lead 1-0. Featherston ends up at second. And the Pigs lead 2-0 on the throwing error from Jamie Schultz.
An unearned run after Featherston, J.P. Crawford to the dish.
Runners lead, and the 3-1 pitch swung on, is popped up on the infield, will not do the job. Second baseman Jack Hager comes down, now races back, and it falls in. It falls in, the run scores. Can you believe that? He came in, it got behind him, and it's 3-0. All hands save.
Back-to-back plays, the Bulls shooting themselves in the foot. The official scorer giving it a single. I guess you could say the ball got lost in the sun. Either way, it's really misplayed. So, an error of sorts. After Crawford, Nick Williams, an RBI single, bringing home Featherston. 4-0 Pigs. And not done in the third. After a Darren Ruff walk, Andrew Knapp struck out finally the first out of the inning after the first six reached base for Lehigh Valley. So the base is juiced for Brock Stassi.
And the pitch swung on it, drilled out to right field. Verona is back and it's over his head. It one hops the wall. Crawford has scored. Williams is heading for the plate. He's in there safely standing on a double from Stassi off the right field wall. A 5-run inning. And the Pigs now lead 6-0.
More to come from Brock Stassi in this one. Cam Perkins after Stassi, an infield single. That scores a run as well. 7-0 Lehigh Valley. And still not done. Cedric Hunter, a second hit in the inning, brought home Stassi. 8-0 Pigs in front of the Bulls. It's 7 for Lehigh Valley in the third on 7 hits. And that one error that started off the scoring. Pigs bring 11 to the plate in the third. But even with all the offense, the real fireworks in this game began in the fourth inning. J.P. Crawford attempts to lay down a bunt to lead off the bottom of the fourth while the Pigs were leading 8-0. He was retired on the play, but the Bulls taking exception to the bunt attempt. Durham finally scoring a run in the fifth made it 8-1. So to the bottom of the fifth inning. Parker Markell on in relief of the starter Jamie Schultz. Hits Brock Stassi with a pitch. Both benches were warned. Stassi came around to score on a third Hunter single, making it 9-1. To the sixth inning, Markell throws at Crawford here. Remember, Crawford laid down the bunt in the fourth. Markell ejected, so is Durham manager Jared Sandberg. As the benches cleared, lots of jawing between the two sides. Former Iron Pig J.P. Arencibia, he was a pig to start the year, very clearly in with the action. Everything short of an all-out Donnybrook breaks out, but it's fairly tamed by the umpires. The Pigs happen not to score in the sixth, but in the seventh, leading things off, the guy who was hit, Brock Stassi.
And he swings the first pitch and drives the ball mile out to deep right field. And this ball is, if it's fair, it's going to be well gone. It's a fair ball and a home run for Stassi. Well, he absolutely crushed it. And after the hit by pitch, he takes matters into his own hands. And it's 10-1 Pigs.
Stassi finished with 3 RBIs, 4 runs scored, a single shy of the cycle. It was the start of another huge inning for the Pigs. After another run scored, Nick Williams hit by a pitch, bringing up Darren Ruff.
Bases loaded after that hit by pitch. And the 1-0 swung on it, drilled high and deep out to left center field. Way back. Gobert racing back, looking up. And this is on the lawn. A grand slam for Ruff. A 15-run night for the Pigs, who lead 15-1. After the hit by pitch, the Pigs make him pay again.
A 7-run inning earlier on, a 6-run inning here. The second time in this game, the Iron Pigs bat around. By the way, this all happening while Ben Lively absolutely overshadowed by the bats. Lively, who's unbeaten this year in both Reading and Lehigh Valley, goes seven innings, allowing one hit, one run. The only hit, a slow-rolling grounder on the infield. Pigs add one more in the eighth. Brock Stassi, a triple. He came around to score on a ground out by Cedric Hunter. Hunter's third RBI. 16-1 Pigs. Michael Marriott, an inning of relief in the eighth, keeps the Bulls' bats scoreless. So Frank Herman on to close things out. Durham would need 15 here.
The set by the belt, the 1-0. Swung on and grounded right to short, should end the game. Crawford gobbles up and fires in time. Ball game over. Pigs fly. Pigs fly. Pigs fly to their largest margin of victory all time and their largest run total ever here at Coca-Cola Park. Your final score in game two of a three-game series, Pigs 16, Durham 1.
16 runs because the Pigs went 10 for 17 with runners in scoring position tonight. 16 runs ties a franchise record for Lehigh Valley for runs scored in a game. The Iron Pigs to 34 and 28 on the year, tying their season best six games over 500. Again, the final score in this one, 16-1. Lehigh Valley absolutely routes Durham.